In the first part of our Title 25 series, we told you about how people who were detained and treated against their will for mental illness issues in rural counties routinely do not get the prompt psychiatric care they need. They're often driven many hours from their homes to reach a psychiatric hospital. If those facilities are full or too far away, Title 25 patients are stashed in a primary care hospital or in lockup where they don't get any treatment. That's been bad for patients and county budgets. Counties are responsible for the costs of a patient for the first 72 hours they're detained, and the state pays after that. But recently, the Bighorn Basin has bucked that trend. Costs are down there, and quality of care is up. As Wyoming Public Radio's Miles Bryan reports, it's all due to a small building in Worland.
We have a treadmill if they want to walk on the treadmill for some exercise. We've got games in here. We've got books.
The Clatpe Counseling Center in Worland doesn't seem like a psychiatric hospital. It's pretty small and would be easy to mistake for a nursing home. Actually, it isn't a hospital at all. It's a crisis stabilization center. Basically, it's a place that Title 25 patients can be taken by county officials for some treatment before that 72-hour hold is up and they're either ordered to a hospital or released. Mark Rustler is the director here and says for Title 25 patients, this little facility has made a big difference.
Prior to us opening up our crisis stabilization facility, people did go to jail. Since our crisis facility opened, we have not put anyone in jail in Washakie County.
Neighboring Bighorn and Hot Springs County also send nonviolent Title 25 patients to the Worland Crisis Center as soon as they're detained. Before it opened 2 years ago, Washakie County's Title 25 costs
usually were around $30,000 a year. Since we have provided an alternative, we've reduced that about 50%.
Worland's Crisis Center charges $325 a day for Title 25 patients. It's compared to over 1,000 a day at a primary care hospital. And Rustler says out of over a dozen patients admitted to the Crisis Center in the last 2 years, only one had to go to a psychiatric hospital. The rest were released before even seeing a judge, which means they cost the state nothing.
It has been cost effective, and I feel like best practice. You are treating people closer to home. You're not having to send them on a 5.5-hour road trip when they're sick.
Now, this could happen elsewhere, but it's not. There are two other state-funded crisis centers in Wyoming. They're just not allowed to take Title 25 patients.
They're empty beds.
Chris Newman is with the Wyoming Department of Health.
So at the same time that the demand's going up for involuntary, more people are being involuntarily hospitalized, we have beds that are sitting empty in the communities.
Those other crisis centers are in Rock Springs and Cheyenne. The problem is with the law itself. It says the county is responsible for paying for the first 72 hours that a person is detained, and the state pays for everything after that. That means none of these state-funded crisis centers can dip into their budgets to pay for Title 25 patients. Worland's Crisis Center is only able to take them because counties in the Bighorn Basin got so fed up, they started chipping in their own money. Newman says state officials would like to see this system change. They just don't have the authority to change it.
We can't ourselves go and change a statute. We'd have to have a bill going through the legislature, and they would have to approve whatever changes that were made.
A bill in the 2014 session would have made some of those changes, but it was voted down. And here's the other issue. Both the crisis centers in Rock Springs and Cheyenne say they would be nervous to take Title 25 patients without beefing up their security and staff.
This is the quiet room.
Back at Worland's Crisis Stabilization Center, case manager Angie Pantelis says their small size and homey feel can actually be an advantage in treating Title 25 patients.
We have had several people come in and say that they were expecting a hospital and they were much more comfortable coming in here.
Worland's Crisis Center remains one of its kind for now, but if it continues to be successful, it might become a model for other counties or maybe even the state. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Miles Bryan.